No time to waste. Let's go.
Why?
No time to waste.
Well, why?
Go.
Are you trying to hurry up?
Go.
Why?
Just go. Stop saying why, please. I don't want to be funny right now. I got nothing to say. Just go so we can start the podcast. Go.
Okay, go.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for Friday the 13th. Ooh. May? Yeah, it's May. May 2011. Kind of did all the numbers in reverse there. But
May.
It's May 13th, basically. In the year of our Lord, 2011. Hello everybody, this is Mike Benotti, joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hi.
As usual, how's it going?
We're rocking it old school. We're actually in the same room.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while, even though you're like half a room away from me right now.
Well, you know, I got my monitor, you have your monitor.
This is a complicated production.
Right, exactly. So, you know, welcome to the show, everybody. We'll start off with the news, get to Let's Go Topical, do the community stuff, our week in gaming, the releases, and then I'll be the show. So, let's get rolling. What's the news?
Well, there's a big Modern Warfare 3 leak.
Oh, no.
Did they actually say where the source of this leak was from? Everyone just seems to be talking about it.
I think Kotaku posted it first.
Yeah, like, where'd they get it from?
Well, I think the insinuation is that it was from disgruntled ex-Infinity Ward employees.
Okay. Now, everyone hold on to your pants, because there's some shocking revelations to be had within. There's going to be a new Call of Duty coming out in November.
Oh, God.
It is, in fact, Modern Warfare 3. Slight spoilers for the story follows. It picks up right where 2 left off.
Wow. Shocking.
And it's going to have multiplayer that is expanded from the original.
Well, I bet you go on a globe-trotting adventure to fight terrorists and or Russians, I guess.
I didn't want to read all the spoilers of the intricate plot.
I could read all of the spoilers, and it would make no difference in my Call of Duty experience at all. But I guess, you know, sucks for them, I suppose. I don't know. Does it?
It almost makes me feel like this was, like, carefully orchestrated. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell not?
Doesn't really matter when this
They've announced the series every other way you can.
Right. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm sure they're hoping for, like that big E3 stage.
Yeah, I was going to say, was Activision really going to get on stage and be like, we have an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, shocking.
Trailer ends November 8th, 2011. I was like, oh my God.
Interesting that they got the release date with the leak.
Yeah,
also.
Right?
Also, interesting release date right in between that 1 week span from, you know, a week and a half from Uncharted 3 to Skyrim.
Of the three games coming out that week, guess one I don't care that much about?
Well, guess what's also a Let's Go Topical question. So.
Hey, let's save that for later.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a big leak for sure. I don't know. Like, you know, how much can you really spoil Call of Duty? Where the single player, people can play through it. I don't think they care that much about the plot. I mean, the plot of it never makes any sense to me anyways.
Yeah.
Like, the hell with spoilers. I played Modern Warfare 2 and I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, and I did have Modern Warfare 1 spoiled for me, so I didn't even care about the whole nuke thing.
Okay.
I actually still haven't beaten that game. I should just do that for kicks.
One?
The first one. I beat the second one.
Oh, I mean, if you want to.
I never even did the helicopter mission everyone seems to love so much.
I don't remember so much, but that's nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, all that happened. So, you know, Modern Warfare 3 is happening. And then after that, we'll probably, since Black Ops sold, like, a bazillion copies, I'm sure we'll get Black Ops 2 after that. And we'll probably just have that cycle for a while. And then once that starts dying down, you'll get the obligatory future Call of Duty. That's when you know they're on the downturn.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for that Call of Duty in space.
Yeah, when you see Call of Duty in space, then they're in trouble.
I'm going to take a segue, Mike.
All right.
Let's jump ahead. You know what else is moving into space? Starhawk.
What's Starhawk again?
Starhawk is not the sequel, but spiritual successor to Warhawk. It's the same guys, different studio making this. Basically, what they said they wanted to do was just take the gameplay mechanics of Warhawk and just put it in a different game universe. They're also focusing on, you know, an actual single-player campaign for this one.
Is it in space, then?
I guess.
How do you move around on the ground, then?
There's planets in space.
I guess, but, like, space battles is a different thing. I guess you can have space stations. Remember, there was, like, was that an actual Star Wars game, or was it just a mod?
It was the leaked early work of
well, not that
Battleground 3 or Battlefront.
Oh, you know, that's what I'm thinking of, like Battlefront 2. Like those are some cool missions where like you were, it was just like you spawn inside a, like one of the spaceships.
No, remember that leaked footage from Battlefront 3 was going to like let you transition from like atmosphere to space.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. You're trying to take my subject and run away with it. I just think it's cool when you have those kind of space battles.
I see
like
what
that.
You're saying.
All right. Next.
Okay, I'll go back where I was. Yeah, the PlayStation Network's still down.
All right, then.
There are a few things of note, I guess, after I re-examined this story. I did want to just kind of leave it there. But basically, they were saying it was going to be up like in some capacity last week. That didn't happen. They're now saying we don't know because the hack was even more serious than they thought.
Who knows?
Like, what does that mean? I don't know.
It seemed pretty serious already.
Yeah, right? Like, does that mean more information's at risk? Is it harder to fix? I don't know. So they're saying for sure, everything will be up by the end of the month, like in stages.
I mean, I hope so.
And we're going to get 2 free games out of a choice of 5 for our trouble.
Well, good. Well, mm-hmm. They're decent games.
Yeah. So that's that. Team Fortress 2 got an update with a replay editor. Now, direct linking of your Steam account to YouTube to post your videos.
Oh, boy.
They're running a contest to make, like, little films in, like, different categories, like most epic fail and things like that.
Right, yeah. Sounds fun, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the sweeping giant updates we used to get with the classes, but I guess they did
right,
all those.
Right, right. Still waiting for that freaking Meet the Medic video.
Right.
Let's see. Actually, the other thing I should mention, too, like, they've openly discussed now how they're done with even trying the episodic model. They want to go with more of the Team Fortress 2 model where you just keep expanding on games like this.
I mean, is that an admission that Episode 3 is not happening?
It almost feels like it.
Like, I mean, basically they said that was a mistake when they did, like, the whole episode thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if they just release those episodes or whatever as, like, content patches for Half-Life 2, it's like, hey, here's new chapters, you know?
That's kind of what they were. I mean, they were just, like, standalone expansions.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was. The whole episode. I still wonder, like, how in their mind they thought that was going to pan out.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to call them episode 1 and 2, and, like, we'll get them done in, like, a year. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Like, I feel like they had to have had some idea of their own development cycle, right?
It could just be, too, like, maybe the scale of the games was smaller, and they were working. We could do this so much better. Let's take some time, you know?
I guess. The whole thing is kind of a mystery to me. Right. I really do expect Half-Life
3 at
this
point. The world may
never
know.
Right.
How many episodes does it take to tell Half-Life 2? I just got a text message.
That's fascinating.
Yes, next. Thank you. Where'd I go? Oh, Blizzard. Poor Blizzard.
Wait, why?
Well, there's a problem they have with World of Warcraft right now, you see.
Oh, what is it?
Well, they need to speed up their development cycle, they've decided. Because it's like they get into this thing where they release a new expansion, numbers go up, then like a few months later, kind of people whip through it, and the numbers go back down. So, for example, When Cataclysm came out at its peak, they had 12 million subscribers. Right now, they had a huge drop-off to a measly 11 million.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, God.
Right? So that won't do.
Only 11 million people playing World of Warcraft.
So, yeah.
Fuck, what is he going to do?
So basically, they've committed to just increasing their development cycles to get more content out there to keep people playing the game. I mean, I won't disagree with that.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I'll take it.
They just released one patch. It doesn't have a whole lot of new end of game content compared to other patches. So yeah, I mean, like, you know, they kind of had a smaller amount of end game content in this one. You know, to me, a lot of it was just being able to play a new character again.
Yeah.
But then even then, like, people would roll their new character to level 55 or whatever, and be like, I'm not doing Outland again, and then stop.
Right.
Nothing against Cataclysm. I mean, that's just what happens. Mm-hmm. People play through the new stuff, and then they kind of stop for a while, and then they'll come back for the next expansion. I mean, I don't know what you can do, because there always are just going to be that 1 million or so players like that.
Right.
And, you know, they got their money. It's not all a sob story. Mm-hmm. Those people all bought Cataclysm.
But hey, that's
for
like
a few months of subscription.
That's the difference of $15 million a month in revenue.
I guess so. I mean, you know. They're still doing fine. Ask Final Fantasy XIV how they're doing. Ask them how they'd like to have even 1 million subscribers right now.
Yeah, Square Enix ain't doing so hot. They didn't have good numbers this year.
They didn't have good numbers. The Deus Ex website got hacked.
Yeah. Hackers, man.
Are people going to show as much anger towards Square Enix as they have towards Sony because of that, I wonder? Because it's the same thing where people are getting their information.
I don't think the average gamer, like, you know, the 14-year-old kid living in the basement, no offense, is upset that his personal information was taken. He's upset that he can't freaking play Madden online.
Okay, but I'm talking about these people, and we hear it too. A lot of the talking heads, such as ourselves, are putting a lot of blame on Sony for this, right? And anger,
yeah,
because their system wasn't up to snuff or whatever. They shouldn't have been able to be hacked. I just don't see this. The same sort of criticism being levied at Square Enix for basically the same kind of thing. Less at stake, it's email addresses instead of credit card info.
That's the difference, is when it's a community website with that kind of information on that scale versus 77 million accounts with credit cards. I think there's just a different expectation.
Seems slightly double standard-ish to me. Did you see that? They announced the L.A. Noire, the lead SKU, is PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you getting it on that then?
Probably, another story. One of the things that just came out and Rockstar still doesn't even acknowledge it yet is there is something called a Rockstar Pass with the game, which is, like a Project $10 thing everyone assumes, but they don't know what it gets you. But that's the thing now. You're going to buy that game on PS3 this month. Whatever is locked behind that, you're not going to be able to get to it.
Right.
So that could be a
problem. Maybe the other stuff will keep you busy. I don't know.
Apparently, though, a lot of developers are saying what they've kind of started to learn. Because, everyone says the PS3 is way harder to develop for. And by developing lead on 360 and then trying to do the port, it was really hard. They found it just an easier process to lead on PS3 and port to 360 because it's easier to work in the 360.
Right.
It's still kind of a testament to the ease of use of the 360. So they're just deciding to do all the hard work up front.
I forget where I was reading some. People were trying to do some stories, on the bright side, where they're saying that Sony sales, of the PS3 have not actually gone down at all since the whole online thing.
But then you see stories about people trading in PS3s left and right.
Yeah, most of these are coming from just GameStop employees, though, which are always bizarre sources for me. Mm-hmm. But I guess, the one point they were trying to make, single-player games still do have value. You don't have to tack on multiplayer. Kind of a stretch, but,
I don't mind their thesis.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, me too. But they're kind of jumping from point A to get to point B a little bit. All right, what's next?
I roll over this list. There's a new Alan Wake confirmed, but it's not Alan Wake 2.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but Remedy's working on the next Alan Wake.
Well, there's a new Alan Wake, and it's not a sequel to Alan Wake. That doesn't make sense. But whatever.
Maybe it's a prequel.
Well, that's just dumb.
Alan Wake 0.
If you prequels are sequels, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Microsoft bought Skype this week.
What are the consequences of that?
Well, Skype's going to be coming to Windows Phone 7 and Xbox Live using Kinect.
Okay.
They're still going to support it for Mac and iOS and everything. So that's nice. That's kind of it. Basically, it's just going to bring it more full brunt to a lot of Microsoft services. Everyone thought Facebook was going to buy it, actually.
Yeah, that would make more sense, almost.
Mm. Well, quick aside, you see Facebook's whole pie-in-the-face moment this week?
Kind of. What happened?
They hired some marketing firm to spread smear stories about how Google handles privacy data or something.
Well, that was classy.
Yeah.
Keep it classy, Facebook.
New Soul Calibur is announced for next year. Soul Calibur 5. It's going to be Soul Calibur.
Did you see the trailer?
I actually didn't.
No, they didn't do a whole lot.
Well, yeah, that's for me too. Someone was like, "Oh, new trailer for Street Fighter Cross Tekken." It's like the reveal of Cammy. I was like, "Okay." It's just like some close-ups of concept art. I was like, this wasted a minute of my life.
I mean, there's the problem with this is that it is rendered footage, and it still doesn't look... It looks... Soul Calibur's beginning to have this thing where everything looks really clean, almost too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the face... Like, the textures for the skin is literally just a shade.
Like, they have that kind of porcelain doll look.
Yeah, they do. And, the lipstick... They had, one line of lip-syncing, and it was very bad.
Mm.
It's just, it's kind of come a far way from, blowing up my mind on the Dreamcast, We'll see. We'll talk about it a little bit more later, okay. I guess.
They also announced that there's going to be a Tekken movie that's being done by the guys who do, the CG cutscenes for the game.
Those always come out well.
Yeah. Everyone's so excited. I was like, and I know, I'm the guy who's like, why doesn't Blizzard do this? But, they actually have writers who work there. Tekken's story is not a rich tapestry of mythology or anything.
I mean, I'm sure it actually is. That's the weird thing. These fighting games always have these weird elaborate
stories.
Yeah,
but they're really stupid, usually.
I saw some, bits from the Tekken anime. It was really hilarious and over the top.
Great.
At one point, he's, throwing a child over, a cliff, and some girl screaming, "Don't throw that baby over a cliff." Something like that.
Right, that sounds compelling.
But, I mean, you know... You know, this reminds me of Advent Children and that Resident Evil movie they made. And
yeah.
Not great works of art.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy movie. Okay, let's see. Another thing Google did this week at their I.O. event, they announced their line of Chromebooks, which is like a kind of laptop netbook thing that uses Chrome OS. But they also have started putting more games into their online store, so you can now, in your browser, using WebGL, play Angry Birds. It's 60 frames per second, no less.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't need to start over Angry Birds. I'm so far in my iPhone game. I've beaten so many Angry Bird levels.
See, I feel confident doing that story just because I know how much you love Angry Birds.
I do love
Angry
Birds.
And how good you are at it.
I am very good at Angry Birds. I'm amazing at it.
Let's see. The 3DS eShop has been delayed. It is coming out the week of E3 on June 6th.
Somewhere like the day before the press conference.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah, Nintendo's press conference is surely going to be the one to see.
Right.
As so often it is, actually. Like, despite the fact that they usually don't release much shit in the year.
Well, I'm excited for all three press conferences. I'm excited for Nintendo's to see what this new system is.
Right.
I'm excited for Microsoft's because I'm kind of hoping that we're going to get, like, here's all, like, the core Kinect games because they take longer to make.
See, I'm about to say,
are.
I don't know what we're going to get. See, I actually just don't think, I think that's not going to happen.
I'm hoping it does.
I literally think there will never be core Kinect games. Like, Kinect right now is kind of fizzling out, and Microsoft doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
Well, because there's nothing coming out.
They just...
U-Star 2 came out.
It's like they weren't expecting it to do well, and now it is.
Like,
they had
not,
all this...
Yeah, they weren't ready for
they
it.
They had all this momentum, and they're kind of blowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget I have that thing. Sometimes I look up there, I'm like, why is there like a little robot head on top of my TV looking at me? Oh, right.
But I am excited for Sony's press conference because I just want to see them, how they handle this.
I assume they just don't mention it, right? I mean, it's not like it's a Q&A.
Well, you
like,
have
they'll
to,
get
you
caught
have,
out
you
on
have
it.
To acknowledge it, I
why,
feel
why?
Like.
Why? Like, what do they... You just come out, you show video game montages. Like, I mean, the whole point is to build up your... You don't come out and say, oh, that was awkward. Sorry about that,
I feel
guy.
Like, yeah, you like, just say something like... Like,
if they say something about it, it'll be like a 10-second apology.
Well, yeah, that's, you
or like a joke
it,
about
it, I guess. I mean, they should just come out and say, like...
It's not going to be worth seeing their conference for.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you say you're excited by Sony and Microsoft's conferences. I don't think they're going to have much to do.
Sony will have the NGP.
So what?
Maybe.
Microsoft, like, they're at this point, they're just... You know, it's like, here's next year's games, which is cool and all, but here's Nintendo. We have the next system coming out.
Well, obviously, that's going to be... Like, the most exciting.
Right, but I mean, when you're at a year where, like, other people have to talk about new systems and you don't, like, do we remember what Nintendo or Sony did at the E3 where Microsoft was talking about the 360 and they weren't really able to talk about the PS3 or the Wii yet?
I think that's where Sony revealed, like, the bajillion Final Fantasy 13 games that were going to be coming
right,
out.
Right, and Nintendo was probably talking about the Game Boy Advance and GameCube connectivity. That was probably the year that Nintendo had that was the year that Nintendo was just showing off Twilight Princess.
Yeah, and 3DS had just come out.
So, point made is kind of what I want to say.
Right.
You say 3DS, you mean just DS.
Yeah.
Right.
I've already transitioned. Right. Like, get on the bandwagon. All right. Oh, God, what else do I have now? Did we talk about that? Yeah, so Star Fox 64 3D. It's going to have four player, like Star Fox 64 did, but no online play.
That's okay. I'll probably just play with you and Chris right here.
Yeah, I know, but
I mean,
just feel like it's silly. Like, why not?
I don't know. Maybe they'll throw it in there later. Maybe they'll change their minds. Maybe lag's an issue. I don't know.
Well, this will upset you.
Will
it? NCSoft is shutting down the Lineage servers.
Lineage 2?
No, Lineage.
Oh, what? I was going to say. that does not upset me.
Okay, good. Never
why
mind.
Did you think it would?
I was being
sarcastic. Okay. I'm sure everyone moved on to Lineage 2 when that came out like 5 years ago. Lineage 2 came out like before World of Warcraft. I remember trying it for a moment.
Yeah.
Not liking it.
It was a very kind of clean Korean style.
Right. Well, it's very popular in Korea. So I'm told.
Mm-hmm. All right. And last thing we'll do is some NPD results for April. We got our top-selling software here. Mortal Kombat's the big winner.
Told you.
Yeah, yeah.
Told you. When we did Odds Makers, you were all like, oh, no, Portal 2 is so better. And I was like, no, you're wrong. And I was right.
Well, Portal 2 was second.
Yes, of course.
And Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars, Black Ops, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 12, Crysis 2, Just Dance 2, Michael Jackson Experience, Pokemon White, and NBA 2K11. No Pokemon Black. How racist.
I was trying to think of anything weird missing from that list.
For April?
I guess.
Not really.
Sad none of the baseball games got on there, and you still have the NBA game on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, NBA 2K11 is apparently very good.
Well, yeah.
You should play it.
Like, yeah, maybe. I've never really gotten into a basketball game that wasn't NBA Jam or a knockoff of it. So is that the news?
That's it.
All right. Let's get to Let's Go Topical. We'll talk about the responses to our community question first. Is Portal 2 the funniest game ever, or do you have one that's funnier? So first, from Muhammad Al Haraz,
I'm not going to try.
Okay.
But if you want to tell us.
So from Muhammad, he says, I haven't played Portal 2 yet. The shock, the horror, in parentheses.
You just kind of mutter that when you say it.
I haven't played Portal 2 yet.
Today, Junior.
But Mega Man, we got it.
We must do something quick, Mega Man.
But where's all that energy coming from? That's a good question. Okay. But
no one
knows
what we're talking about. Well, some people do.
I mean, you should know. All right. I haven't played Portal 2 yet, the shock, the horror, to judge, but if I could add a funny game, Bard's Tale on the Xbox, PC, and PS2 is hilarious. I did not play that.
Here's my issue with Bard's Tale. Bard's Tale, like, the writing was funny. It tried to lampoon, like the way, like a movie like Scary Movie makes fun of bad scary movies by just kind of playing them up. This game tried to make fun of bad game design by playing it up, but that still meant the game was made up of bad game design.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if that, like, Matt Hazard game had the same problem. Was that what it was
that called? Was part of it, yeah. Okay. That's the thing. You can't lampoon a bad game by having you play it, because you're playing a bad game.
Hmm.
But, yeah, the writing was hilarious. Cary Elwes, and it was hilarious.
Michael Pillon says, of all... Is it Pillon or Pylon?
Pilon. He's French-Canadian.
Pilon?
Yeah, you gotta say like, a little French accent.
Pilon.
Right? Pilon.
Michael Pillon. Of all the games I played, Portal 2 is the funniest one so far. The dry, witty humor the game works with is right up my alley. I can't actually think about the last time I laughed so much while playing a game. Other games that I've enjoyed for the humor over the years include Psychonauts, the Paper Mario series, the Mario vs. Luigi series. Doesn't really Mario vs., it's Mario and Luigi, but I'll let that slide. And Barkley Should Have Been Jam. For good taste.
Yes.
Drew Robbins, call me crass, but I always loved Conker's Bad Fur Day. Then again, when it came out, I was of the perfect age for that kind of humor. Paper Mario is definitely a good mention on the show, as is Barkley, Shep, and Jam. I love these guys. I'm glad I can mention Barkley, Shep, and Jam, and they're like right there with me. But my heart belongs to immature lines taken from an angsty squirrel. I've never liked Conker's Bad Fur Day.
The humor was fun because, again, we were kind of at that right age where the concept of a boss fight that was a giant singing turd, I mean, that was hilarious.
See, it's weird because I feel like I should have been at the right age, but that did not register with me.
See, I never got far in that game. I never even got to the levels that were like the Private Ryan ripoff, the Matrix ripoff.
Like, that came out of what, like 98?
Originally,
so I was 12. Not sure. I should have been all ready for that.
Yeah,
but I did not like that game. Did not sit well with me. Sorry. I didn't, to be honest. I didn't like N64 games, a lot of them, especially towards the end of that generation, because they.
It was like every game was trying to be Mario 64, but none of them were as good as Mario 64.
It's not like today where PC games might look a little bit better than console games. Like back then, that whole generation.
Yeah, PC games was way on top, especially for us.
PC games was so much better than console gaming for the most part. Like, minus like your random Final Fantasy VII or Metal Gear Solid or Mario 64 or like Ocarina of Time. Like, you know, PC gaming was where it was.
It's just like, I'll be over here playing Grim Fandango and Half Life.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, Half Life and GoldenEye did not come out that far apart.
No.
I don't think people get that. Like, you look at GoldenEye. Like, that's what I always don't understand. Like, everyone loves GoldenEye, but you look at that thing, and it's like, yeah, but Half-Life came out like a year later.
It's like,
whatever. GoldenEye, Christ. So thanks for the responses, everybody. So let's get on to this week's topics. You ready?
Yes.
First one, Modern Warfare 3 will hurt Uncharted 3 and Skyrim sales. They're all being released relatively close together.
No.
Practically the same week. You don't think there's some people who are not going to buy three games? Like, you don't think there's a person who's like, yeah, I'm going to get Uncharted and Skyrim, who's a big Call of Duty fan, and like, well, I can't get all of those. One of them's got to go.
I don't think the majority of people buying Call of Duty would have gotten those games anyway, and the ones who do want to get them will get them. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a decent point. I mean, sometimes a lot of people do panic about this sort of thing. Then we find out it doesn't really matter much. Like, Call of Duty is going to be the best-selling one.
Oh, yeah. But, it, like, I mean, again, Call of Duty has elevated into that kind of Madden audience. Like, the guys who have an Xbox in the frat house, and they play Call of Duty and Madden and, like, Halo, and that's it. So, like, it doesn't... It matters to a degree, but not... It's not going to, like, kill them or anything.
But, like, these, you know... Uncharted 3 and Skyrim, they're still decently mainstream. There will be commercials and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And Uncharted 3, especially, you know, they're trying pretty hard with their multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sucks if you're going to go against, you know, the toughest multiplayer act there is.
But, yeah, I mean, Uncharted 3 might have more to lose, I guess, because it is a more similar style of game. But,
right.
You know, the cross-pollination between someone who really wants Skyrim and someone who wants Call of Duty, I mean, it exists, but it's not.
Is there a possibility that Uncharted 3 can sell better than... Modern Warfare 3 just on the PS3?
No.
Not really. Sadly. It should. In a perfect world. It should.
Sure.
Maybe Uncharted 3 could possibly ride on the gigantic sort of success of Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
But
it could help.
I don't know. Call of Duty's got to start going down. You think this is going to sell better than Black Ops? Black Ops sold a lot.
Well,
it's getting to a point where it's hard to imagine.
Yeah,
because like,
you know, everyone's
again.
Like, "Oh, this is the one." Like, it's not the true Infinity Ward, and Raven and Sledgehammer had to help, so it's not even all them. And this is it now. It's like, well, Treyarch pulled through all that stuff. So
it was Call of Duty 3 when people started getting sick of like World War II again. This is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So now that this is Modern Warfare 3, isn't this like, you know, when you do Black Ops, at least it's kind of different setting. Is this going to kind of get a little old people?
They'll go back to World War II.
I just feel like, you know, at some point, I mean, God, Guitar Hero, not very long ago, Guitar Hero 3 was the best-selling game of the last generation.
Yeah, it seemed insurmountable.
And now the series is dead. It's on hiatus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the fall will come, and it will come quickly and swiftly. Okay. Next, what's the one thing Square Enix should do to turn around profits? They did not have a good... quarter.
They need to stop taking 11 years to make a freaking game. That'd help.
Here's one thing that drives me crazy. They have the team that make Kingdom Hearts, right? And they've been making Final Fantasy Versus 13
forever.
For probably ever. God knows how much money has been sunk into that project. God knows who will even care about it when it comes out. Like, imagine all the consumer confusion over this. Like, wait, what? Is it... I don't understand. Is it Final Fantasy 13?
Yeah, like, it's so far removed that, like, how
do you
relate
it
back? Yeah.
It's not like Final Fantasy 13
if it would have come out, like, the same year, like, sure.
Now imagine if they just... It's just, like, a bad distribution of, like, resources. Mm-hmm. Imagine if that team just made Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 2 on the PS2
was
sold
popular.
A shit ton.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just make Kingdom Hearts 3? That's what everyone wants.
Right.
And here's the other problem Square Enix has created for themselves. Because they make... a lot of games. And I'm talking more about their Japanese development. Because obviously now, you know, they own, like, Eidos and, like, you know, Deus Ex is technically Square Enix. I'm not counting that. But, like, especially when you get a Japanese-developed Square Enix title, if it doesn't have Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, or Kingdom Hearts in the name, you just immediately, like, associate it with, like, oh, well, it's, like, from their B-teams, it's not worth my time. Like, I just want the Final Fantasies. And even then... it's just like, well, is this like a main one or is this one of those spin-offs or something? Like, look what they did with Kingdom Hearts.
Right.
Like, you
know, civilians kind of...
They're feeding their fans, but they're doing nothing to grow their audience.
No, exactly. They've been, like, doing everything to keep that franchise on life support.
Right, just to keep it, like, somewhat fresh in people's minds.
Because, like, that's a huge franchise for them.
But, you know, like, if they were to release, like, a new Legend of Mana game or something... Mm-hmm. No one aside from people who like Legend of Mana are going to care. And there's not that many of them.
Even Birth by Sleep, as much production as when it's at, and as good as it was, you put that much time into a portable game on a system that is not that popular in the largest gaming market, the U.S. It's dumb. It's just a poor distribution of resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they complain, like, you know, I'm sure this isn't the most creative thing. Remake Final Fantasy VII. Just do it.
You need some freaking cash.
Just do that. Don't tell me it's going to take 7 years. Give me a break.
Figure out a way to get it done in a year and a half. It can be done.
Don't tell me it'll take 7 years, okay? They made Uncharted 2 in like 2 years.
Yeah.
If that. Don't tell me it'll take 7 years. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Use the Final Fantasy 13 engine. Make some new models. It can't be that hard. It shouldn't. Their development, it's ridiculous. Is Versus 13 ever going to come out? Should it?
We don't even know what kind of game it really is yet.
Final Fantasy Versus 13 PS was probably announced before the PS3 came out.
Yeah.
We're almost done with this cycle. It's pathetic.
I know.
It's sad.
I know.
You can't make a profit if you make games for 5 years, like one game, and then don't release it. And, like, the game itself is a risk anyways. Well, what is this? Well, it's kind of Final Fantasy. Maybe. It's got a sword.
There's no remote indications coming out in 2011. No one's even played
it. The things in Final Fantasy 13, like the angsty teenager, he has a trench coat and a big sword. That stuff was borderline cliche in 2005. Now,
it's comical.
Oh, God. What is this shit? No wonder they're losing money. They're averaging it.
I know.
I don't know. They got to wake up. A lot of those companies over there.
I mean, honestly, what's going to save them? I hate to say it, is going to be probably a lot of their American developed games.
I think
things like Batman and Deus Ex. That's what their money's going to come from.
You know what I would really like to see? I'd really like to see them put some new blood into the Final Fantasy franchise.
Oh yeah.
Like, don't have your characters designed by that Tetsumura.
Guy. Yeah.
Again, and they all look the same. And I don't want to say give it to a Western studio because it sounds like, you know.
No. But get some fresh talent from Japan.
Even if you did do that, do something kind of like what Nintendo did with Metroid Prime. Get retro and, do something. Because something. I like Final Fantasy 13 a lot. And my big problems were the things that were too similar from other Final Fantasy. It looked the same again and just stuff like that. Just need a fresh pair of eyes. But again, that's not even the big problem. Final Fantasy 13. Final Fantasy 14, by the way, that was a stupid mistake. Don't make another MMO.
Just don't.
Square, don't make an MMO.
They're expensive and you're not very good at it.
You don't make good ones. They're expensive. No one should make an MMO anyways. I already told you. We were hearing about DC Universe. It's going to be one server now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing great. Good job there, guys. Good.
That's what happens when you make an MMO that has 2 weeks worth of content in it.
Well, yeah. I don't know what these people expect. I really am interested to see what happens to the Old Republic. Is this the only one that has a chance? The only one.
If that game does fail, then everyone should just stop.
Oh yeah,
stop.
If Old Republic doesn't work, seriously, give up. Like, don't even consider MMOs a genre anymore. Just acknowledge that World of Warcraft is this thing by itself and give up, because you're done. Speaking of World of Warcraft, I think it was Ron Gilbert. He posted a link. He's kind of like these one people that complain a lot about the changes made in Cataclysm that I completely disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
They get mad that you don't have to walk anymore to a dungeon to go in it. And
oh, boo freaking hell.
I know. It's like this thing's like, yeah, but now I can play World of Warcraft in an hour and do something.
Yeah.
And I don't know, yeah. Basically, I feel like it's, you know, maybe you had enough time to walk around to all your dungeons with Gilbert because you weren't making very many games back then.
Yeah. You're busy now. Yeah, he works at Double
Fine.
You should
like these things.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't play World of Warcraft anymore. I'm like, maybe it's because you're actually busy now.
Yeah.
Maybe you have things to do now.
Maybe this is wrong. Okay.
I love World of Warcraft. I can't play it very often, and I'm not that busy.
I know. I have a 2-month card I've had in my possession for a month, and honestly, I should just activate it because I'm going to be gone in July. So I may as well activate it now because I'll just use it till I leave.
Right. All right. What's next? We really went off on a tangent there. It was good stuff. You were having a hard time getting excited for Soul Calibur 5.
Oh, yeah. Basically, all fighting games are ruined for me because Mortal Kombat's so good, and I know Soul Calibur's not going to learn any lessons from it.
Well, Soul Calibur always had a pretty decent single-player mode, and they seem to be building up this thing where, the main character is Sophitia's son. And you just made a face.
And I care why?
I mean, I guess... it's a tale of swords and stuff, eternally retold.
Exactly. It's the same damn thing every time. My real question is how big will Ivy's boobs be this time?
Yeah. I guess I really, remember when they re-released Soul Calibur, the first one on Xbox 360, around the time Soul Calibur 4 came out?
I forgot about that. That's
that kind of disillusioned me. Because I was playing, I was like, wow, this is the same thing still.
Yeah.
They have not really done much.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Right. Even if you look at something like Street Fighter 1 to 2 to 3 and 4, they're all
different.
Different, in a way. Different mechanics, they have a different feel to them. People will still play Street Fighter 3 instead of 4, or 2 even, because they just prefer that. And you can't really tell me, I just play Soul Calibur 3, I prefer that one. No, they're the same thing. You know, the only question we have is like, what characters are they going to throw into this one?
Right.
I'm personally holding up for Star Trek this time. Get Worf in there with a Bat'leth.
God.
Cool.
I forgot, like, we had Star Wars characters in the last one, didn't we?
Right. It was kind of silly. It was kind of silly. Maybe that was, it was maybe, that I mean, may have still been pissed potentially too, jumping the shark
for a while
material.
It was like, oh yeah, we'll never release the other ones. And it's like, oh yeah, here's Vader for the 360. It's $5.
No.
Yeah.
Surprise. All right. Next one. Brink's reviews represent a problem for the industry.
How do you mean?
Well, people, here's kind of the problem. There's been a lot of takes on this. Some people say that because some people rate it high and rate it low, that some reviewers don't know what they're talking about, or you know, people feel like there should be a general consensus. Another problem is people say, well, this is good for the industry, right? Well, people have different opinions. That's good. But the problem is people are still going to look at a Metacritic score. It's going to be in the middle and say, well, this isn't worth my time.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter ultimately if some people liked it and some people hated it.
Yeah, well, that's
some
the thing. Like, if things move that way, then Metacritic, like, every game on Metacritic will just have a 70, and then, it just doesn't matter.
It's kind of an interesting, because, like, it's bizarre to me, because this is how game reviews should work, right? Like this is what people want. We want different opinions.
Yeah.
But, like, it almost kind of exposes the flaws of that system now, because now nobody wants Brink anymore, right? We don't want Brink anymore.
Yeah, I kind of got turned off to it. I mean, well, the polarity in the reviews seem to stem from people who won't accept the game's technical deficiencies and people who are willing to look past them. You almost feel like the reviews have potential.
Right. It's just an
bizarre thing. Honestly, it just feels like the game came out too soon. It still needed more time.
Right. Well, it's just weird because they released it a week early than they were supposed to.
Whoops.
But it's a problem because, like, you see, when you see that, you see, like, oh, this game has split opinions. Why am I going to spend $60 on it to try it to see if I like it or not?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bizarre thing. Whereas, you know, in the meantime, you're like, well, L.A. Noire, everyone's giving it 90s and 100s. What are you going to buy?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bizarre thing.
That's probably why they released it a week early.
Yeah, true. All right. So here's our community question. Pose it to you first.
Okay.
Modern Warfare 3. That's a good question, Mega Man. Modern Warfare 3. That's a mouthful, actually.
Modern Warfare 3.
Shut up. Shut up, you. Your lack of speech impediments. Modern Warfare 3, Uncharted 3, and Skyrim all come out around the same week. Like an 11-day time period. Yeah. If you can only get one, which would it be?
Oh, man.
So, you know, it's not a... Not too shocking for you, it's between Uncharted and Skyrim.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to play this kind of hypothetical doesn't exist situation, I probably would say Skyrim, just because if I'm only allowed to play one, I'll get the one that lasts the longest, I guess. If that makes sense.
You know, I might say Skyrim also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird, because, you know, everyone knows I'm one of the biggest Uncharted fanboys there is. Uncharted 3, though, it's going to be great, but it still will be very much more Uncharted. I feel like Skyrim really has the potential to be something different.
Yeah, something
really
special.
Yeah, really interesting. Well, that was fast. All right, so let us know, guys. That'll be on Facebook. So
Mike, are you going to really leave Michael Kincheloe upset?
What did I do?
You promised a quiz just for him.
Oh, my God, I did. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. Jeez. Well, there'll be a quiz next week. AJ, I'll ask you a question. This will be the quiz. Who is Cody Rhodes' father? The wrestler.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes. Good job. You win. You won the quiz. He's in a video game. There's probably a WWE game.
Okay, good.
Congratulations.
Where's my bonus question?
What does it say in Castlevania 2 when it turns to night?
The moon rises?
No, what a terrible night to have a curse.
Oh.
You don't know that?
No.
That's famous. Now you fail the quiz.
There we go.
There we go. Now all is right. So, yeah, let us know. Modern Warfare 3, Call of Duty, Uncharted 3, or Skyrim. Which one would you get if you go and get one? Let us know on our Facebook. All right. So, have you been playing anything interesting, really? I mean, kind of.
One game I played this week, and it is a hearty recommendation I give to all. Outland. Released on XBLA, and it'll come to PS3 when
that
comes
back. Outland?
Okay, Mike. I am about to sell you on this game.
Oh, no.
In like, a couple sentences. You will want to buy it. Take Metroid, mix it with Ikaruga.
Ikaruga, of
yes.
all things. That's interesting.
It's got the whole color swapping. If you're the same color as a platform, you'll land on it. If not, you'll fall through it. You could absorb shots from enemies that are your color. Really? If the enemy's the opposite color, you hurt them. If they're the same, you don't.
I guess I want to try this.
It's freaking sweet. It's really good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a straight-up Metroid, like, Castlevania-style game. Gorgeous art style. I mean, it looks good.
It's an
really good.
It's an XBLA game, you see.
Yeah, it's from Ubisoft. It is fantastic. Like, it's... I heard people talking about it. I heard the concept, the whole Ikaruga comparisons. I installed that trial, started playing it, and man, that screen came up. You know, would you like to unlock the full game? I think I out loud said yes, and I was like, oh, wait, I need to actually give them $10. Here you go.
Lol.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I just played some more. I actually started World of Warcraft up again just to play through my druid a little bit, my worgen druid.
Nice.
Got a gang leveling him up a little bit. Been fun. But yeah, nothing profound to say about it, I guess. I'm really just waiting for LA Noire at this point.
Yeah, seriously, I can't wait.
Yep. So I guess that's all I have to say about that. That was a really short what we've been playing segment. How long are we running? Are we okay on time?
Let me pull up the recording.
Are we running a little short this week?
Yeah, we're only at 40 minutes, so talk about something else.
It's not terrible. Well, let's get to the releases, and we'll see if we can start talking about some of these. Brink came out, which is divisive.
I do want to try it. I'm going to try to get on my Gamefly queue so I could check it out.
Some people like it, and some people don't. It's crazy.
Madness.
No, this is Hydrophobia Prophecy. Apparently, they re-released Hydrophobia with improvements.
Speaking of things no one wants.
Yeah, maybe it's good now. I don't know. Garshasp. Garshasp. Yeah, it's literally Garshasp.
The Monster Slayer.
The Monster Slayer. He slays monsters. And
ancient Persian mythology.
Apparently, he's very mediocre. Virtual Tennis 4. Didn't that already come out? I thought we were already up to 4.
I don't know.
I feel like there's been more than 4 Virtual Tennises. And it's supposed to have Kinect support, but I guess it's not good, so that's a shock. Lego, Pirates of the Caribbean, for Wii, PS3, 360, it's for everything.
3DS.
Yeah, 3DS, PSP. Did you have any interest in this?
Kind of. It's been on demo at work. I've just been watching people play it. Looks nice.
I mean, you know what it is. You know, I bet it has... One thing I always like about these games is they pick kind of movie franchises with very good soundtracks.
Yeah.
Apparently, they used all the music that was recorded for that canceled Pirates of the Caribbean game in this also.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I found some use for that. Gatling Gears for the arcade.
Hey, you skipped MX versus ATV Alive.
No, that's next.
Oh.
MX versus ATV Alive.
You're going all out of order on this.
No, I'm not. This is the order on mine.
Why is your page different than mine?
I don't know why your page sucks. MX versus ATV Alive or PS3 and 360. What, you know, in the past MX versus ATV series, which one won?
ATV?
There's got to be a winner, right?
I never considered that.
They keep versing each other. Fate, the Cursed King. Okay, whatever. Da-da-da, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's World Championship 2011 over the Nexus.
In the running for longest stupid game title.
I'm glad they're up to 5Ds now. They're like, screw the 3DS. 5Ds.
Put it on the original Nintendo DS. I'm kind of shocked. Yu-Gi-Oh! Still around, I guess.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Still does its thing. It's not popular, I guess, suppose. There's that other thing that kids like now with, the spinning tops.
Oh, yeah. Webkinz is still popular, too.
No, but what's that called? What's the B? Starts with a B with tops. We actually had something...
Bakugan or
yeah, we actually had something like it for Power Rangers back in the day. Remember?
Yeah.
I remember they put all the Power Rangers characters on it. We had the two bullies. You make them fight the Power Rangers. You don't seem as amused as I do. Okay, that's the last thing. All right, I guess we're done. Sadly, somebody just wrote to about how they've been enjoying our longer episodes.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll have a lot to say next week with LA Noire.
Right, for sure.
It comes out 3 days.
Yeah, it's 4 crazy.
Days. I'm so excited.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel podcast. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Be sure to find us on the iTunes Music Store or the Zune Marketplace.
Yep.
You can find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. That's kind of our main site. If you still use the internet for websites and not just Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot.
Love it.
All right, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye.